share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. With online anonymity becoming increasingly easy to access, people are getting more and more bold with their comments and insults towards other people. Farah Annalis, a Malaysian social media influencer, entrepreneur and wife of Malaysian rapper, Caprice, recently shared with her 165,000 strong Instagram followers on how she deals with her haters. When asked on how she stays calm despite the terrible comments and remarks netizens say to her, Farah, who is affectionately known as Ellis, made a post on her Instagram account to explain that one can never satisfy everyone. It's simple. Want to satisfy everyone? It is impossible even if the world ends. They are willing to make all sorts of comments to satisfy themselves even though they don't know me. These are the people who have heart disease, she added. She elaborated that there is no point in getting angry at all the nonsensical comments and fighting fire with fire because they actually benefit her without her haters realizing. This is because the uncalled for attention is actually free marketing for the entrepreneur. They make her go viral, increase her follower count and boost her business sales. I didn't ask for this, they are the ones who volunteer themselves to help. My sin is my business with God. Speaking on her choice to not wear the hijab, she asserts that having free hair does not make her a bad person. My sin is my business with God. I can apologize and repent whenever. The mother of one also stressed that we, as humans, do not have the right to judge and punish one another. Everyone has the right to make their own choices. She states that she does not need to be reminded of how pitiful his husband is, having to carry the weight of her sins. Between my husband and I, that is our business. Haters are just attention seekers. On how she views negative comments, Ellis explains that she just sees it as attention seekers riding on her coattails. I just let them be. Pity that they have such lonely lives, nothing good to focus on. Maybe by slandering and insulting others, they will find happiness. She wrote sarcastically. She also added that she does not usually read all her comments, but when she does, the mean ones are so amusing that they make her smile. Is it not time that we stop with all this cyberbullying and just maybe mind our own business? Do you agree? Let us know what you think in the comments. Also read. Majin influencer sued and ordered to pay RM130K by Johor's High Court for body shaming a netizen. Source. Instagram source. Hello. Source. Instagram source. Instagram. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.